since I think this is the first time we've had you on the air in this race, can you just tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure, and thanks for having me, Cameron. I really appreciate it. It has been go here lately. Things are kind of ramping up as we get closer to the election, but I'm glad you made time for me here. So my background is that I'm from Monmouth. I was born and raised in that area. I went to University of Illinois. When I graduated from University of Illinois, I moved back to Monmouth. Eventually, I bought a pizza place there called Italian Village. So it's, a lot of people have heard of that, so that's mm-hmm. always a good common ground and a good place to start when I'm talking about myself. When I was over there working, I kind of thought, I wanted something more to do. So I started a little real estate office called Doyle & Associates Realty in Monmouth also. And then about 6 months after that, I took the LSAT and was accepted into law school at Northern Illinois University. So when I went to Northern Illinois University, I was kind of really working on nights and weekends on the business and the real estate office mm-hmm. because, that was what was supporting me and really helped me get through school. So I was lucky enough when I graduated from law school, I graduated cum laude, moved back to Monmouth and started as an assistant state's attorney right away. The state's attorney retired and I was appointed to be the state's attorney and then ran that following election. I've been the state's attorney ever since.
Can you talk a little bit about, I guess, how you see your experience in the state's attorney's office lending itself to being a judge?
Yeah, I think that's critical. So in our circuit, almost 80% of the cases that a judge handles are criminal cases. So that's a huge percentage. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go to other circuits, that's not the same ratio. But here in our circuit, it's almost 80% of the cases are criminal. As state's attorney, that's my primary focus. I handle criminal cases day in and day out. I'm in the courtroom all day, every day. There's really only one person that's in the courtroom in any given courtroom in our circuit more than I am, and that's the judge. So, I mean, I think that really is a unique platform to transition from the state's attorney to judge, as you're the one that handles those criminal cases and that you're in the courtroom all day and know, what is expected in the courtroom, how to keep the quorum, and to keep things moving in order to have justice for all the victims and the people involved in the cases.
So you would say even specifically being in Warren County, where you have to do so much as the state's attorney, as opposed to other counties, that would even more so, you think, would that help you to understand the nature of the courtroom, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. The state's attorneys in, the bigger cities especially, they're not in the courtroom as much. They're more right. administrative role. But in Warren County specifically, it's myself and one assistant. So, I mean, there's no choice but to be in the courtroom. The sheer volume of cases that we have demand our attention and demand that, we're in the courtroom on a daily basis. And so, that really keeps your courtroom skills sharp and you have a really good knowledge and base there to work off of going forward. So, like I said, I think that makes you really well positioned to be a judge.
So now I'll just ask you, what would make you want to be a judge?
So kind of on that same vein, I think that with 80% of the cases being criminal cases, I have the necessary experience to be a judge. But probably more so, and the thing that really got me interested in becoming a judge was seeing the same groups of people in the courtrooms day in and day out. So, you sentence people, they go to jail or prison or whatever happens, and then they're back in your courtroom again, it seemed like months later. And I just thought, something has to give here. Something has to change. So, my role going forward to being a judge is to make that change. I think that the violent offenders, especially the ones that we see routinely in court, they need to be going for longer term jail sentences. The nonviolent offenders, especially the drug users, we need to really focus on high intensity drug rehabilitation programs for them. And we have some of these things in place, but the whole key is to being a judge is to be able to identify those groups of people and determine, very efficiently and quickly what group they fall into and the best route for them to go. So, violent offenders, plain and simple, do not need to be in our streets. We don't need them here. We need to take them out of our streets. And the drug users need to be rehabilitated because prison, honestly, isn't the answer for a lot of those people. They're going to prison, they're coming right back out, and they're going right back on the same drugs. So we need to find a rehabilitative route to make them productive members of society.
So you would say harsher sentencing for repeat violent offenders is fair to say something that you would instituted as a judge?
Absolutely. And, you know, and I can say as a state's attorney, that's really been my goal. You know, the first time you see somebody, it could be just a mistake, especially if it's not a violent crime. That happens to everybody. It probably happens to your friends or family or whatever. So, you know, that's the key to being a judge, is to be able to look at the people that have made that one mistake in their life and deserve a second chance. But, you know, on the other side of the coin, to be able to identify the people who are the repeat offenders and who show up in court time after time and really aren't seeing an escalation in their sentencing. So, you know, after seeing that as state's attorney, I think that really the judge sets the tone and sets the bar in that courtroom. And that would be my goal, is to really set that bar to where you know that if you're coming into my courtroom, that, you know, if you made one mistake, you get your second chance. But if not, good luck, because you're probably not going to be around for a while.
Are there any judges that come to mind that you specifically admire or think that you would like to emulate if you were elected to the bench?
You know, we're really, really lucky in our circuit. We have a lot of good judges. But I think, you know, maybe specifically Judge Vancel, he's a chief judge in our circuit. He became a judge at a fairly young age after being state's attorney. So he had that same kind of experience and same background I have. You know, he's up for retention again this year, so he'll be on the ballot also. But, you know, he's a guy who's really set the bar high, who's been the chief judge for a while now, and who I think is somebody that would be good to emulate as far as his courtroom management and the way he handles cases.
We were talking a little bit about this off the air, but it's kind of unusual with judicial races because it's somewhat political but somewhat not political. I guess I just wanted to at least give you the chance to talk about, you've chosen to run as a Republican. I guess, can you talk about what exactly that means in the context of this judicial race?
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, when you choose to run as a Republican or Democrat in a judicial race, it's a very good starting point. So it shows kind of like your base values as far as, you know, which way your political leanings are. But, I mean, I don't think it really goes far enough. And, you know, ideally, the judicial race would be a nonpartisan race where you wouldn't have to decide, because you're supposed to look at the facts and judge them, you know, independent of your political leanings. Actually, I was over in Knoxville at the fire station a couple weeks ago having lunch at one of their events, and I ran into Don Moffitt. He was there with a group of people and asked me to come introduce myself, so I did. And he really put it really, really nicely. He said, hey, Andy, you're looking at a group of bipartisan voters here. So, you know, people that are Republicans and Democrats. Mm. And I think it's important for them to know that the judicial spot is really a nonpartisan position. And so, you know, I think that the way he framed that allowed me to connect with the different voters on the different party a lot more than people if they just look at it as Democrats or Republicans.
And you talked about it a little bit there, but talk about the ways that you're going about meeting voters in these unusual times.
Yeah, so, man, it's crazy. We started out the year, obviously, just the same as everything else. We'd started doing parades, going to fairs, doing speaking events at anywhere we really could, hitting pancake breakfast and chili suppers, the whole nine yards. And then came March, and that put the brakes on everything. So it's taken a little bit to kind of get back on track. We had to be really creative, work towards social media a lot more. We did a lot of giveaways on social media just to get people to pay attention. But now, you know, we're kind of gearing back up. It seems like 60 days out from the election or so. And people are more interested in getting out and about a little bit more. They're more interested in seeing the candidates and talking to them. So, you know, this is a great forum, obviously, on the radio to be able to get in touch with people. But we're also doing a little bit more of the speaking engagements, as long as, you know, we can work within the social distancing requirements.
And I guess before we wrap up, I just kind of want to give you a chance to, I guess, make the case to voters that you're a better choice or a more qualified choice than your opponent, Emily Sutton.
Sure. Thanks. And so, I mean, obviously, I think I definitely am. And I think that my experience shows that as state's attorney, I've handled thousands of felony cases, probably close to 1,000 misdemeanors and DUIs. Like I said, I'm in the courtroom on day in and day out. And, you know, that's really a unique experience that someone else can't replicate. And I'm not saying that there's other attorneys that aren't qualified, but state's attorneys are in the courtroom every day. Most other attorneys are in the courtroom maybe once a week, maybe once a month, or, you know, maybe not at all in a given year. So given my experience as state's attorney and the sheer volume of cases that I've handled, I definitely have the experience to be a judge. I don't think that anyone's done as many bench trials, jury trials, and hearings as I have. So, being uniquely situated as a state's attorney, it really gives me that experience that matters to be a judge.
All right. Andrew Doyle, thank you so much for your time. Warren County State's Attorney and candidate for the 9th Judicial Circuit. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Cameron.
Yeah.